Very nice. Right, should we bring him in then?
Yes, please.
This guy hasn't been on the show for ages and was one of the biggest guests we've had, certainly one of the most popular guests. So let's bring in Mr. Justin Lee Collins. Yeah. Back for the show. Oh, there he is!
Doesn't even look like him.
My God, he's done Rock of Ages for so long, he's got permanent guy liner on.
I know, I've still got it on from last night.
How are you?
I'm really well, thanks very much.
Take
How
a seat.
You?
I've got to come and give you a hug.
Oh, come on.
Where have you gone, Justin Lee Collins?
I'm disappearing.
There's nothing left
I know,
of you, man.
Dave, I know. It's, you know, it's musical theatre.
It's incredible.
Oh, how you doing?
You look fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're joking.
Oh,
look at
that's
this.
Good. Oh, that's crazy.
Look at this.
There's real length in that hug.
Dude, you've got back muscles.
I know.
It's unbelievable.
Well,
look,
you know,
you're
going to be doing it, aren't you? You're going to be doing Herod.
Well, yeah, but, yeah. You know, it's 3.5 minutes.
Is it? Is that what it amounts to?
It's one song.
It's a good 3.5 minutes, though.
Oh, you know, by the time I'm finished, it's 5.
3.5 minutes that shook the world.
Jesus! Can I just say, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, it'll be that. It'll be lots of ad-libbing. Is this the best shape you've ever been in your life?
It is, actually, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because it's unbelievable.
Thank you.
When you came in last time, you had lost a significant amount of weight from the man that we always knew.
Yeah.
And that, I guess, was just diet and stuff, whereas this is genuinely your lifestyle and your work.
Yeah,
it?
Yeah. It's 8 shows a week, I suppose. Mm. It helps. I mean, my knees are shot.
Right.
I mean, that's one thing. I mean, my body feels like it's breaking down.
Yeah.
It feels good to
that's
me.
That's the oh, thank you so much.
Feels good.
Yeah, so I'm probably fitter than I have been for quite a while, but yeah, I feel battered.
How long have you done Rock of Ages for? A year?
It will be a year come the end of September when I'm out of it. So
yeah, so you and Shane are leaving?
Me, Shane are leaving. Oliver Thompson, who plays Drew, the lead.
I don't know who
he's leaving. Oh, wonderful, best voice in
the
West
End. You were the real lead. You were the real star of the show.
Oh, no,
that's
I'm
what
not.
I've heard.
I'm a bit part. I'm a cameo.
I've heard. Listen to this. Justin's never missed a day.
That's true.
Never taken a day off. He is the complete opposite of Shane throw a sickie ward. That's what I've heard. That's what I've heard.
No, I haven't missed a day, that's true.
Shane's missed a few days because he's been ill.
He's missed a couple.
Normally after a night out. That's what I've heard. I can't.
But, you know, he gives it everything when he's on. That's the thing. He gives it everything. I'm holding back.
Really?
Yeah, that's how I'm able to do it. I'm holding back. I'm not giving enough.
So have you loved it?
On the whole, I have.
Yeah. Probably harder than you thought?
Yeah. I mean, the routine, the routine, the monotony of it, just the structure, doing the same thing eight times a week, every week, for a year.
It's a lot, isn't it?
Kills you.
And how much holiday have you had?
Well, we're all entitled to, I think it's 32 days if you do a year.
Wow.
And I'm about to go on holiday for 12 days. So I've got a holiday coming up.
So when's your last show?
My last show will be September 23rd. It's a Sunday.
And how long are you on for that? You're on for, what, a week or two leading up to that?
Yeah, I'll be on for 9-10 days leading
up. So you're
up
doing
to
what we're doing. You announce you're leaving.
Yeah.
You take a holiday.
Exactly.
You come back and do a few more weeks and then you go.
Yeah, I'm off. See ya.
Everybody should go and get tickets to see this show. I've heard it's phenomenal and Justin is brilliant in it. I've heard.
Well,
I haven't seen
much.
It yet and I feel really bad for not having to come see it, but
it's
I'll come and see it.
It's a fun show. Please do. It is fun.
I want to see you. When do you go on holiday?
I'll be on holiday from this Sunday.
Right, so I need to see you before Sunday.
Yeah, or from Friday the 14th until September the 23rd.
I'm on that.
Okay. Yeah. Hang on.
I'll be there.
14th until September
23rd. 23rd, yeah.
So the 14th is our last show.
Mm. Oh,
that's our last radio show. It's the end of it.
How are you feeling about it?
End of an era. Well, I'm looking forward to taking over from you in Rock of Ages.
Come on.
Can you imagine?
Do it. You'd make a great Dennis.
I don't think musicals are for me. I've got to be honest. See, you love musicals.
Well, you know.
I don't like them.
Well, this one's different because, you know, I'm getting to... Well, I mean, I don't have a big sing, as they say. I've only got, like, a little bits to sing. But the music I like. You know, the music is what I sort of grew up with.
Do you have speaking lines? Do you act in it?
I do. Well, I don't act.
Well,
I say words in a passable American accent.
Right.
It's not acting. I'm really doing no acting whatsoever. I sing a little bit of REO Speedwagon. A song.
I can't fight this feeling.
I do a song by Styx, who I've still never
heard
of. No, it's Too Much Time on My Hands.
Oh, I don't know that.
It's a really difficult song to sing. Mm. But, you know, I can't moan. That's about it, really, for me. And I talk in an American accent.
Which is what? Let me hear that.
They're calling it economic redevelopment.
No, let's say your American accent.
Like, do it for us now.
Oh, you're killing me.
Enough already.
You're killing me with this.
What about the coffee?
Oh, my God. Hey, the coffee is great.
What?
But, yeah, it's not acting, as you could clearly tell.
Ah, oh, you look so good, man.
Thank you, sir.
You look so good. Are you happy?
Yeah, I'm pretty happy. No, I am happy. I'm very happy. Yeah, I mean, generally in my life, I'm happy, yeah.
How are the kids?
In life, the kids are great. Archie's
probably 28 now, isn't he?
He's 28, wow. He's working at Marks & Spencer's on produce.
Love that.
Taking after his dad, yeah. Harv is in prison. He'll be out soon.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, Harv's 4, Harvey Bucket, that are doing really well.
Really?
Yeah.
4? Archie, how old is Archie?
Archie's 7.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Scary times.
Harvey starts proper school next month, and Archie starts juniors. They don't call it juniors anymore. It's like year 7, or I think. Is it 7?
I don't know.
Or maybe not. Maybe it's year 5.
You've got to start to learn this business.
Yeah, I should really know this stuff. Yeah. But they're doing really well, thanks.
Look at him.
Yeah.
Look at Justin Lee Collins. Look at him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look at him.
I know. Do push-ups every day, you know.
Do you?
Shut up.
Yeah, a bit like Christian Bale in Batman.
Please don't tell me you stopped drinking.
Yeah. Well, no, I haven't. I do like I don't drink beer anymore.
Oh, shut up.
No, I don't drink
beer.
What
do you drink instead?
Champagne.
Champagne? Yeah. Is that the way you roll?
Yes, that's the way
As soon as the show, if the curtain comes down, champers out.
Yeah, the champers is out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now listen, because I'm doing this tour, I'm doing Jesus Christ Superstar.
Yes, sir.
Now I don't have a lot of singing, but it's a big number.
Yeah,
it's a belter.
What's it called again?
Herod's Song.
Herod's Song.
I play King Herod, and the song is called Herod's Song.
Right,
which is easy for me to remember.
Can I hear a bit of it?
No, I'll give you the first word.
Yes, please.
Jesus. That's it. So I've got that down.
Yeah.
And I started thinking, oh, this is going to be great. I'm on tour. I don't have to get up early in the morning. I can be on it every night.
Yeah.
And then I suddenly started panicking. So I've been recording a new album.
Have you?
By the way, we're still waiting for your album to come out, by the way.
Yeah, well, it's on the back burner.
3 years we've been waiting for this album.
I know. It'll never seem
like rang him up 3 years ago and said, I'm making an album. I'm doing a Tom Jones song.
Yeah.
I want you to be on it with me. He goes, I'd love it.
Yeah.
But I can't. Because I'm doing my own album. I said, are you? Yeah.
Yeah.
That was 3 years ago.
I know. Well, do you know, the album was made.
Yeah.
It exists. Like, my mum and dad have got a copy on their jukebox.
Yeah.
Oh. My dad has got another copy that he plays in the car. The album exists. It was made, but it will probably never see the light of day.
That's a shame, though.
But can't you sell it in the...
I don't know, really.
In the theatre, in the foyer?
You know, and this
I went to see James Corden in One Man, Two Governors.
Yeah.
And on the way out, you can buy, like, a T-shirt and a programme.
Book.
And his autobiography.
Yeah. Well, you should be...
You could, it's true.
That's brilliant.
So you should be able to do that. Rock of Ages T-shirt, the CD, and then Justin's album.
Well, and you know, the thing is as well, it wasn't all covers. There was some original material on there. There was a song called Margarita.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
About the piece telling us.
Yeah, Margarita, New York Nights.
Oh.
Which was a stonking ballad.
Mm.
You
Lovely.
Know, you had me when you said hello. Yeah. Which was a blatant rip-off of It's Not Unusual.
Oh, that's
fine. It just doesn't matter.
You had me when you said hello. La, 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 la.
Pretty much exactly it, honestly.
Hello, hello, hello.
You laugh, but if I played it to you now, that's pretty much it.
Yeah. Well, I've been doing this new album, so everyone had 2 weeks off. Everybody went away. I was in the studio every day, and come the evening, my voice starts to get tired.
Yeah.
And, of course, I'm not used to singing at night, so I'm in the vocal booth singing, and my voice starts to get strained. So I start panicking, thinking, maybe I can't be in the bar every night drinking and whatnot.
No, you can't. Not for... Yeah.
So I'm thinking, I might have to be super healthy.
It helps. It definitely helps.
So you don't drink after every show? Because I know you were like that on telly.
Oh, yeah.
Every Friday night project.
Absolutely.
You wouldn't go to bed till Saturday lunchtime.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. Those days have gone.
Wow.
But no, I do drink. You can drink, but not too much on a work night. It just takes too much out of your voice, you know?
Yeah.
So I can have a couple of drinks on a night when there's not a show, when we've got a day off the next day.
You might have to, you know, change what you're drinking. I think that's the key. So have a Pernod.
Right, I don't know about... I was going to change what I was drinking.
Yeah.
I was, instead of having 12 pints, I was going to have 8.
Yeah.
Thinking that might help.
Well, that will help. Yeah. That will help.
Every little
doesn't
helps.
Doesn't it lubricate the vocal cords or something?
Well, I mean, it depends. But, you know, the lovely chap that I mentioned earlier on, our lead, Oliver Thompson, he doesn't drink at all. But then he's got, like, 18 songs to sing.
Well, this is it.
So I think if you've got that big a sing, then it's probably best not to drink at all. But when you're only singing a little bit of REO Speedwagon, and you've got one line in Here I Go Again, have a drink.
Which is?
And I'm going to hold on for the rest of my day.
Oh.
I'm going to hold on for the rest of my day. That's it. You can
see
have
in 20
a
minutes, everyone. Yeah.
See, I think I sing better when I've been drinking heavily.
Do you think?
Yeah.
No. In your ears, you sound better, but you don't to everybody else.
But then I suppose I don't really have that kind of, a musical theatre voice, shall we say. You know, so I think if it breaks and it's a bit gravelly, I don't
think... See, mine's non-traditional as well.
Non-traditional, there you go. It's supposed to be a rock show, for heaven's sake.
Exactly.
You know.
God damn it.
Yeah. Mm.
So what are you going to do next?
I'm looking for a job.
Really?
I've absolutely no idea what I'm going to do.
Now, do you want to continue doing a bit of stage stuff, singing?
Well, ideally, no.
Oh, really?
Well, I don't... I mean, not yet. Maybe again...
Take a break.
Take a break, because a year is a long time to be doing that. So I'd like to go and do something different.
Yeah.
And then, you know, one day, come back to it. Maybe if I'm ever asked again, I don't know.
It is a weird thing when you think about it. And why would you think about it unless you have to? It's the same with James Corden doing One Man, Two Governors, which they toured and was a huge success. Mm. Then it comes to the West End.
Yeah.
It's massive.
Yeah.
Then there's talk of it going to Broadway. And even James was saying to me, I might be there for 6 weeks, we might be there for 6 months.
Yeah.
We just don't know. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. Mm-hmm. You got to wrap it up and come home.
Yeah.
It's a huge hit.
Yeah.
Phenomenal success. He's winning awards.
I know.
When I went out to see him, he goes, oh, I've got an award ceremony tonight. Oh, wow, good luck. He's like, I'm not going to win. I'm up against, like, you know, whoever it is.
Yeah.
When was that? That was April, wasn't it?
It's like June time, something like that. Anyway, he wins, and he's, you know... what's his name? Hoffman, Blobbert, Seymour.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah, he's beating him all these people. But of course, it's the same show.
Yeah.
Every single day.
Yeah.
Nothing changes. And for when you buy a ticket and go, you see one performance and you leave and you go, that was phenomenal.
Yeah.
You go and have dinner. The next day you go back to work. You carry on with your life. You forget that they're back in the next day. And I think to make it feel for the audience that you only do it once that night they're going to see it. I think that's a huge skill.
Mm. Yeah.
But it must be the victim of your own success where you only signed up for what, 6 months?
6 months originally, yeah.
And then you did another 6 months. You've done a year of this.
A year. I mean, it's over a year.
How many days a week?
6 days a week. 8 shows in 6 days.
8 shows a week.
Yeah, including
tough
Sundays.
Schedule, isn't
get
it?
Get a Monday off. You do get a Monday off, to be fair.
Oh, what do you do?
Yeah. Exactly.
What do you do? I bet you do nothing. I bet you don't even live in the house.
I drive back to Bristol to see my little dudes.
Ah. Mm.
Yeah. And then I do the show for them.
But you know, the thing is though, but with that, as lovely and as crucial it is to see your family, that's not really you getting a break though, because actually on your day off, you're driving to Bristol and then back again. Yeah. So you're not really getting any time where you can just put your feet up.
That's true, Dave. That's true. I mean, you can look at it. I mean, your working week is about 16 hours, really. So when you look at it like that, you think, well, what are you moaning for?
But it's not.
It takes it out of you.
Of course it does. It's like this. It's like doing a three and a half hour show is the equivalent of being in an office desk from 9 to 5.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's, sure, you can be home by midday, but you're knacked.
Mm. Yeah.
How much weight have you lost? What were you at your worst?
Oh, my goodness me. I mean, at my worst, I must have been 6 stone heavier than I am now.
Really?
Well, I look back at pictures from a few years ago.
Do you know what? Even this picture of the pair of you from, I don't know whether it's the last time.
Oh, no, I've got a better one.
I don't know, it was the last time or the time before, but even that alone, look at that there.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at the combined weight that both of you shifted.
It's a lot of man there. It's a lot of man.
Look at that.
Oh, my goodness me, I'm big there.
Blimey.
Yeah.
But the pair of us look like we've been inflated. Look at my face. Look at my face.
Yeah,
it's an actual circle.
We were both. We were both much bigger there, that's for sure.
I reckon from when I first met Justin, I'm 4 to 5 stone less than I was when the first time.
It would be really interesting to see. They, funnily enough, they did this on the Hairy Bikers the other day because they've both lost loads of weight with a new thing.
And not as much as us, though.
Not as much as you. But what they did is they put their combined weight in blocks of lard on trays and they had it there in front of them. Yeah. And just actually visualizing it in front of you. If you did that with you two, it would be fascinating just to see how much weight you used to carry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you think you've done 4 or 5 stone
yeah.
since then, and
do I not look good?
Yeah, you do.
Have you not noticed how good I look?
Of course I have. My goodness me.
Look at me.
And you know what? It's that will continue as well once you start doing Herod. Oh, you've got guns. Look at the guns.
That's right. Oh, you should
look at those.
You should see my ass muscles.
Can I see them?
Of course you can.
No.
Really?
No, the cameras are on.
Oh, my goodness.
Adam, look away.
That is some hoop.
Thank you.
Moyles has got hoop.
Thank you, my friend.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
That's quite something.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, between the guns and the hoop.
So listen, here's what you got to do. You've got to go and do more TV.
Well, you know, I'll try.
You've got to pick the phone up. You've got to ring Stuart Murphy at Sky.
Yeah.
Right?
So come on, Murph, what are
you
playing?
And you go, listen, Stu.
Yeah.
He loves that.
Yeah.
You go, how about me and Chris do a show together?
Bring back Miami Vice.
But it's called Barbados Vice.
Whoa.
Mm.
And I'll come up with the storylines later, but for now, they should at least fly us out there.
Yeah, to do Barbados Vice.
Yeah. I mean, you can have a month off. Yeah. I'll do the musical.
All right.
And then, let's be honest, we're both available.
I'll wait for you, yeah.
Brilliant. Well, you go out there and do a recce.
All right.
For 2 years.
Chris, I found a 5-star and a 4-star. The 5-star is lovely, but it's 2 minutes from the beach.
Yeah, yeah.
And the 4-star, though, is right on the actual beach. It's lovely.
Well, I'll fly on out to Barbados to recce it up.
Thank you.
And, you know, good luck with Herod.
Thank you, man.
And when you're back off of that gig, we'll do it.
If I can do a fraction as well as you've done in Rock of Ages. I know it sounds like I'm kissing your ass because I haven't even seen it, but everybody's been to see it just says the whole show's good. You're the best thing on it, obviously.
Well,
you know, on the nights when Shane's actually been on, apparently he's very good. Apparently he can still, you can buy That's My Goal on CD single in the foyer.
Yeah, we sell that in the foyer. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, God love him. Gotta bump that money up. And you know what? And it's so, the theatre's just, you know, I'm going to get into this now because I don't even like going to the theatre. I'm a bit weird.
I think you'll enjoy it.
It's so expensive to go to the theatre.
Oh,
is it?
But then you realise where all the money goes.
Yeah.
It's enlightening because it certainly doesn't go to the performers. I'm telling you that for nothing. Good God, I'd make more money busking naked.
Yeah.
But it's lovely to see you.
It's lovely to see you too, sir.
We had to get you back.
Thank you, please.
Best guest 2 years on the row, in a row, Justin was.
Goodness
me.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're in the history books.
Am I really?
You are in the Chris Moore Show history books.
So you live in London now?
I do. I live in London.
So you stay in, when the show finishes, you'll stay in London?
I shall stay put, yeah.
Well, then we should hang out.
That's the plan. Let's hang.
You know, we don't see enough of each other.
No, we don't.
That's good. Well, that's your fault.
Probably.
Because you've always been weird.
I have.
You can ring Justin and you can literally put your mortgage on it that he won't answer the phone.
It'll go to voicemail.
You've got more chance of Fern answering the phone. You know Fern doesn't do talking. Fern will text you back and forth, and you go, you know, I'll just call her. She won't answer.
Yeah.
No.
Then she'll text you.
Yeah.
And you'll go, why didn't you just answer?
She doesn't, a bit like
she doesn't
that,
do actually. Talking.
A bit like that. Yeah.
Because that used to be the brilliant joke. Every time Alan Carr was on, we'd ring you.
That's right.
And see if you wouldn't answer. Well, and you never let us down.
I never answered. I know. I was always in bed.
Do you see anything of Alan?
I haven't seen Al for, Mike, it's got to be a year and a half.
Really?
Yeah.
Was that a painful split?
Yeah.
Was it
still rankles.
Yeah.
If you see like a kind of chubbyish camp man on telly with glasses, does it bring back memories?
Oh, well, I weep. I weep, and he doesn't.
From your crime, well, you mean?
I mean, not only does he not return my calls, I don't have his number.
You know,
I don't even have his number.
Oh.
Yeah, it's got to that stage.
That's terrible. I've just had a text. Oh, it's from Alan. He said, and let's keep it that way. Oh, that's. No.
Yeah, he doesn't need me anymore.
I've got loads of people want to say hello to you that I know. We've got so many mutual friends.
Yeah.
So,
who have you got?
Abby says hello.
Oh, hello, Abby.
Right, do you know Abby?
Yeah.
And Nabarro says hello.
Does he?
Yeah.
All right, Dino. How you
and
doing?
Some fella that's working on Jesus Christ Superstar. But I don't know anyone's name.
Nick Evans, that'll be another.
That's Nick.
Nick. That's Nick.
That's Nick. He worked
on Nick,
yours.
Yes, he did.
Now he's working on ours.
Yeah.
He said you're very good.
Did he?
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
And I don't want to drop anybody, but he was the one that tells me that Shane takes all the sickies. So,
oh, brilliant.
So there you are.
Brilliant.
Good luck seeing Shane. So go and see. Go if you're coming to London. If you're planning a trip to London, go and see Justin in his show up until this weekend.
Yeah,
and then from the 14th of September, he's back for what?
I'm back. I'll be back for like nine, ten days.
Mm. Yeah,
nine, and then of course the show will continue. You know, without me, a new guest will come in.
You say that though, my friend.
It'll be better.
No,
it'll be better.
Never.
They'll get someone that knows what they're doing.
No. You know,
yeah. They'll get someone that isn't just talking in an American accent. They'll get someone who can actually act.
Are you talking about Shane now?
Be the part.
What are you talking about?
The guy that's going to replace me.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. A proper actor. Oh. A proper West End turn.
When was the last time you had a glass of beer?
I think I had a bottle of beer about a week ago.
Congratulations.
So, I mean, just once in a while, thank you. Yeah, I treated myself. But, you know, I do drink lots of champagne.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Are you a bit of a lovey?
Yes.
I've spent 2 days at rehearsals. And this is not a lie, not a joke.
Yeah.
2 days at rehearsals. And there is just a slightly different vernacular.
Yeah.
And you don't notice it. There's a lot of camp people.
Yes.
And regardless of their sexuality, whether they're gay or straight, there's just a lot of campness.
The theatre attracts them.
Yes.
And it's a mixture of campness and loviness is the only way I can describe it.
Yeah.
And I even said to the director of the show, who's directed some amazing things, Lawrence, right?
Yeah.
He goes, and when you go up to the back of the stage and turn and look at the... And I'm like, can you say that to me again normally?
Yeah.
He goes, what? In your normal voice. He goes, this is my normal voice. And his arms are out. And I went, do you not... Like, when you go on holiday with the kids, are you not like, no, come on, don't go too far down the beach, come stay here, Dad'll take you down there in a minute, okay? He goes, yeah. I said, but if you've just, he goes, if I've just done a show, I'm like, no, not too far. And he said, he said, everyone gets a little bit.
He projects, I would imagine.
Thespian, like.
Yeah, you've got to embrace it.
So that's what's happened with you from beer to champagne.
In
the old days, I'd go, what are you having? You go, I'll have a pint.
That's
and I'll,
right.
And I'll have a packet of Dray Roasters.
Yeah, yeah.
But now you go, Christopher!
Yeah.
Champagne for Justin.
A flute of bubbly and make it pink.
Oh, that's my order.
Yeah. For better on the whole, though, Dave.
You wouldn't be drinking that in Brizzle, would you?
No. What, as I'm never there?
Well, they'd
chase you out there.
Yeah, they would. Yeah.
They'd have you down that bridge quicker than you can go,
Yeah, they would. Yeah.
Well, listen, Justin, lovely to see you. Thank you for coming in.
My pleasure.
Go and see Justin in Rock of Ages in London.
Thanks, guys.
And let's hope that album comes out in the next couple of years as well. If you really want to hear it, Justin's parents have a copy.
Yeah.
maybe they can upload it. See where YouTube.
Yeah, my dad let you borrow it, but you got to give it back.
Okay, fine. Yeah.
It was called Another Side, by the way.
That was the name of the album?
It's like when you're ordering.
I know.
We should have got you on my album.
Yeah, well, you know,
because you can do it now.
Yeah, you know, maybe the next one.
Because last time he went, I'd love to do it, but I can't because I'm making my own album.
What?
I don't know if I'm allowed.
My record company would let me.
I'd love that. What record company?
I know. They wouldn't let me.
Wouldn't
let me.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, well, look, we will...
Be different now.
We'll sort something
out. This time I'll be Kiki D.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Right, another Target reference on the Chris Miles show. It's guests like you that have got us fired. Of our own will. No, great to see you, ladies and gentlemen, lovely Mr. Justin Lee
Collins. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you.
Lovely Justin Lee Collins. We'll be back after this short break.